I'm joined by Nadia Wepe, who is the founder of Baby Arabia, which is this fantastic playgroup, really, introducing both parents and children just even to the idea of the Arabic language. And you said it's not about teaching children Arabic. It's just about the sounds and
it's
hearing
it's about
it.
Having fun, really. I mean, like, if you see who goes to mother and toddler groups in English, they're not foreigners doing it in English to learn English. They're English-speaking people who want to have an activity with their child.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you know, it's a bit more challenging in the sense that you're going into something you don't understand. But basically, that's what you're doing. You're doing an activity with your child. You're introducing something so early on to your child that really you wouldn't have had that opportunity anywhere else.
Mm.
And it just happens to be in Arabic. And you pick up words. Like, we always start, if it's in the morning, we always start with a good morning song. You know, sabah al-khair, sabah al-noor. I'm not going to sing. I've overcome my two worst fears with this business. One is Arabic and two is singing. So, but you know, I mean, so of course they get that. And then we always say a hello song. And introducing the children, we have a little mascot, you know. And he has to go around and shake everyone's hand. So, you know, over one time, two times, three times, the kids start understanding, shu ismak, shu ismak, what is your name? And so does the mothers, you know, because it becomes routine.
Mm.
And then we sing songs like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Is that in Arabic?
In Arabic, yeah. And if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I know them all. Baba Black Sheep.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They all exist in Arabic. Some words are changed, though, you know, but they're all there.
And how's it been so far? I know you've started
It's good. It's
the
good.
Classes,
I mean,
yeah.
I've got quite a few locations now, so it's a bit hard work and getting the word around. It's a new concept, you know. People see the word Arabic and they gawk, you know, oh, I can't do this, you know. But once people try, they tend to enjoy it. They tend to see it as, they get overwhelmed in some of the first classes because it is overwhelming. The children aren't overwhelmed. I mean, the children, they're fine. They're all over the place. But the mothers do. I mean, definitely I would if I was taking a mother and toddler group in Chinese or in a language I didn't speak. But over time, they start realizing that there's a routine to mm-hmm. this. They start getting familiar. We repeat a lot, the songs, and they start enjoying it and relaxing. And it's also social. You know, you do mother and toddler group for social. You're in a new country. You want to meet new people. And the biggest thing that I like, it's for me, being an old expat here or an old Dubaian, is seeing the intermix of Arabs and non-Arabs a little bit. You know, it's been so hard sometimes for Arabic-speaking mm-hmm. people and non-Arabic-speaking people really to come into the same venue and enjoy themselves in a very relaxed atmosphere. And that's been nice, you know. And now, because I have the ladies' club on board, I've got more Emiratis coming, which I'm loving and loving to meet them more, even though I've lived here all my life. It's really lovely to see them interested because they've also started putting their kids into international schools. And thus what happens is the Arabic gets...
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, I don't have them in front of me now, but there were some really quite worrying statistics that were coming out about the... how should I call it? The sort of loss of the Arabic language.
Yeah, I remember.
Of
you actually...
Did we talked about those before, didn't we? And I mean, and I know, having just through this show, Emirati students who say, well, I mean, I can speak it, but I can't speak it. It's not my first language sort of thing, or... I can't write it, but I can speak it. Or, you know, and this very, very pure traditional dialect is also very much being lost. And it's kind of it's a very modern sort of contemporary dialect that's now being spoken as well, with lots and lots of English words thrown in and sort of Arabized or anglicized. I don't know what would have been.
No, there was a word. I saw a word somewhere in Jordan they use it. I can't remember it now, but it's basically Arabic English.
Arabic, like Spanglish. What would it be?
Arenglish. Come up with the word.
Yeah. What should we call it?
No, I did see it. I'll have to look it up. I'll send it to you. They do have a word in Jordan, and it was a very good word, but I've forgotten it. You know, I don't blame people in a way. You know, a lot of the media, you know, the most popular media is coming out in English. A lot of the computer games are in English.
Online, exactly.
Online, Google, all of that. Mm. So it's, but it is... In the UAE, I think it's mainly because we're so many cultures. It's a melting pot, which in one way we should all be proud, because I love that we meet people from all over the world. we're all, you know, everyone's interested, people get to know other cultures. So that's great. Not everybody has that. But if you meet kids from Jordan or Egypt, they do know how to speak Arabic. Mm-hmm. There isn't that problem there because the society around them is speaking Arabic, yeah. you know. So mm-hmm. it is basically because here in the most common places where we go, we have to speak English. Mm-hmm. And that's probably why most of us tend to not have a strong Arabic, mm. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, and then even just sort of looking around at some of the signs, it would be nice, I don't know, this is just, I know it would be a lot of work to do, but in other countries around the world, you always have the English and then you have the sort of yeah. phonetic of the language underneath it. It would be nice to sort of see exit, parking, car park, you know, things like that, but we'll have the phonetic Arabic underneath, and just to, so you're sort of reading it and familiarizing yourself with it,
yeah,
in some
exactly,
ways.
Exactly. I mean, we do the alphabet, we sing the alphabet in the session, but we have the alphabet in phonetics,
yeah.
you know, and the mothers got, I just introduced it, and they got quite excited, you know, because they started linking things together then, you know, just seeing the letters being given to them in phonetics, something they could have looked up easily themselves, but you don't, do mm. you? And then the Arabic mothers got really excited because they'd never heard the alphabet sang.
Oh.
In a tune that way,
uh-huh.
so that was that's where
that
I'm
idea.
Getting my fun out of it.
The parents are kind of regressing to becoming children and singing. Songs.
It's definitely more they're learning. The kids just have fun. They're there too. They'll pick up what they want to pick up.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we've just got about a minute or so left at Nadia, but I would love to give out the website and also perhaps just to give out details about the classes. They're in the mornings with the locations.
There's in the mornings and the afternoons. There's Favorite Things at Marina Mall, Dubai Ladies Club in Jumeirah, Duktak in Mall of the Emirates, and Motor City Exhale Fitness Center.
So. Oh, okay.
And the website's www.babyarabia.com.
Fantastic.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, there's a text message just come through, actually. Do you have it in other languages in
I have been approached. I have
yes.
been approached to have it in Hindi.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've been told, again, that's another problem here with the majority, a lot of the Indian population, that they've been living here for so long, and they've had the same problem, mm-hmm. that they can't keep up the language. So I did find Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Urdu, though, on the internet. So you never know. Look out for it.
Well, yeah. Let's watch this space, Nadia. I think it's wonderful. Congratulations
Thank you.
To
Thanks,
you.
Siobhan.
On
Thanks for having
this.
Me.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. I wish you all the very best. Once again, if you'd like to find out more about Baby Arabia, why not check out the website, www.babyarabia.com. Nadia Webby, thank you very much for
Thanks
joining us.
Siobhan.
Thanks.
Thank you.